Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. J. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attained, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives back. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, it takes commitment. That's our topic for today. It takes commitment. You know, too often we have to, you know, we get a little interested in something or we have a particular skill or we see somebody doing something that we wish we could do. And perhaps we try. Perhaps we go out there and fool around in it and see if it works for us and put a little attention to it. And we lack commitment. It's like we just kind of have this wait and see attitude. Let's just see what happens. Let's see if this works. You know, it's like trying on a pair of shoes at the shoe store. Wanting to see how it looks on your feet. And whether or not you should make a purchase. Some people do that also with their relationships. They meet somebody and they figure they try them out. You know? See what happens. They're not really committed. They don't put their heart in it. They just want to see what they got. You're never going to succeed in life as long as you fail to commit. You can't just stick your toe in the water and expect good things to happen for you. Okay? You'll never swim to the other side unless you jump completely in the water. I find most of the time that even in relationships especially, people are, they have one foot in and the other out. Commitment. That's fear. That's fear. Fear of failure, fear of losing something. What is it the other person is going to do? If you have that kind of fear of the other person, you probably shouldn't be with them anyway. fear what they've got, they're going to take from you, fear of how much you have to give them in terms of emotional support, love, and time, energy. Sometimes we like that with our work. You go to work and you kind of half in and half out, mind is someplace else. And you're not really doing the job that you were hired to do. I see some people doing that with their businesses. You know, originally they were more than happy to go the extra mile and to draw in customers and to talk with them and try to give them, the extra customer service that your customers are entitled to. But for many business owners, they start feeling like, they buy it, they don't buy it. You know, I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to put any energy into it. Yeah. And they turn away. You can't understand how come they're not making any money. Okay? Because they don't see the correlation there. They lack commitment. Everything you do in life takes commitment. If you want to succeed at it, if you want to bring about something beautiful, something greater than your present condition. You see, wherever you are in life right now is indicative of where your attention lies, where your commitment lies. So whatever's wrong with your life, whatever's not working, is not working because you're not committed and you're not doing the work necessary to make it better, to upgrade, to transform, so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. We keep thinking all it really takes is just keep doing the same thing you've been doing. Now, don't learn anything else. Don't see what your competitors are doing. Don't worry about what people say. Don't go out and expand your network. Okay? Instead, we think, I got a job, I'm good. You know, everything's all right. I ain't got to worry about nothing else. I can just sit back in my rocket chair and do nothing because my life is set. I guarantee you, life will get you out of that rocket chair one way or the other. Living life successfully and happily and healthily and financially stable takes commitment. You know, oftentimes you hear people say when they're in trouble, you know, this too shall pass, so don't worry about it. And people forget that even the good stuff will pass if you don't commit to it. You can't be half in a relationship and half out and expect good things to come from it. You're just asking for trouble. You can't be half good at your job and get away with it because someone else will come along and be much better than you and commit it and you right on out of the program. You see, too often, we start taking everything in our lives for granted. We can't understand why we have a hard time in this area and an easier time in the other area. You know, this isn't working for me. This is. So I can't be wrong in the other area. Yeah, it's funny how we can twist our minds up to think like that, to think that, okay, just because I'm a good salesperson and I'm doing okay, that must mean that I'm a good father and a good person. It's funny how we make these assumptions. Ask your wife. Ask your kids. Because the commitment is just not there. And, of course, the excuse then becomes, well, I go out and I work every day. I bring home the bacon. I do this and I do that. If it wasn't for me, this and that would happen. That does not mean you're a good father. That means that you're a good provider. Okay? It doesn't make you a good husband. It simply makes you a good provider. Okay? Where's the commitment that you showed 20 years ago to the marriage, the relationship, to having fun, to traveling the world together? All I want, baby, is you. Uh-huh. What happened to that commitment? What about your commitment to your own physical health, your fitness? How you doing with that? Okay. Some people cannot stand up straight and look down and see their toes. You might want to check yourself. Watch your intake, food and beverages. See if you can start paying attention to your body's needs and not just your body's wants. You control that. And it takes commitment to stay healthy and physically fit. Yes, you have to exercise, with or without a gym. You know, before the gym craze, we were doing calisthenics. Okay? You know, jumping jacks and push-ups and sit-ups and things of that sort. When's the last time you did any of that? A brisk walk around the block a couple of times would be a world of good. That's commitment. Run up and down the stairs 2-3 times. Get your heart rate up. It can extend your life. But the bottom line is, it is your commitment to whatever it is you want to be, do, and have that will determine the success of that, the outcome, as well as the speed in which you receive it. Sometimes we forget about that, and we think, well, I've been working hard all day, and I never caught a break, and if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. We do that to ourselves. If you think so, you're right. It takes commitment. It takes commitment. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedtalk.org. Join the program. As a matter of fact, I'm just releasing the Success and Strong Plan. This is a dynamic program. Anybody who wants to succeed in life, who really wants a map, send an email to me at drjoy@goodjoy.org. Commit today. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do and know that I love you.